Okay, I've got a question for you here, Chris. If you're in a dream and you're running away, is that burning extra calories?
This is from Farah, isn't it? This is on Facebook, on our Facebook page. If you want to type your questions in there, you can, and then other people can comment on them as well. What a terrific idea. It's sort of lazy exercise, isn't it? You sort of lose weight while you're dreaming and sleeping. Well, the answer is kind of yes, to a certain extent. And let me explain why. When you go to sleep, your metabolic rate is lower than it is normally anyway. You go down to closer to your basal metabolic rate because your brain is less active. But it's not less active all the time. And when you actually start dreaming, your brain activity actually becomes very, very high. It's almost, in fact, as active as when you're awake. And so your brain metabolism will mean that because you're dreaming, you're burning more energy for a start. But also, when you dream, there's a part of the brain called the subcerulea region, which is in your brain stem, the thing that connects your forebrain to your spinal cord. And the role of this brain region is to gate or suppress the passage of motor information going out from your brain to your muscles to stop you acting out your dreams. So when you are dreaming about something that involves physical activity, you might have had these dreams where you suddenly think, oh, I feel really weak, I can't run away fast enough, or I can't get away. And there's also a manifestation called sleep paralysis, when people wake up, but this paralysis hasn't been taken off, which should happen when you first wake up, and they lay there feeling seemingly paralysed and can't move for a little while before this brain region turns off. So although you've got this paralysis going on, some of the muscles that you would normally be using to run away or do your thing, whatever you're doing, your exercise in your dream, those muscles might be a little bit more facilitated. They might be more keen to work than they would do otherwise. So you might find there's a slight elevation in metabolic rate because of the dream, but it's not going to be unique to a dream about running. You will burn a few more calories, but just because probably you're dreaming and therefore more active during that phase of sleep. But I don't think you could program or plan to go to sleep and dream intensely about running and exercise and then wake up both fitter and lighter in the morning, unfortunately.
I guess unless you're sleepwalking when it's as good as
well, that's true. That's a very good point.